The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. The Pharisees went out and took counsel against Jesus to put him to death. When Jesus realized this, he withdrew from that place. Many people followed him, and he cured them all, but he warned them not to make him known. This was to fulfill what had been spoken through Isaiah the prophet. Behold, my servant whom I have chosen, my beloved in whom I delight. I shall place my spirit upon him, and he will proclaim justice to the Gentiles. He will not contend or cry out, nor will anyone hear his voice in the streets. A bruised reed he will not break, a smoldering wick he will not quench, until he brings justice to victory. And in his name, the Gentiles will hope. The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. According to a popular legend, Mary appeared to St. Simon Stock on July 16, 1251, and gave him the brown scapular with the following words: "This will be for you and for all Carmelites the privilege that he who dies in this will not suffer eternal fire." Mary promised her protection to all those who would wear the blessed habit and lead a life of prayer and sacrifice. Now, in our world today, there's a tendency to view the scapular in a sort of magical, superstitious way, where we just wear it and throw it on anyone and they get to heaven, like it's some superstitious magic item that just opens the doors of heaven. And that's not the case. It doesn't work like that. Now, I hold fast to the promises of the brown scapular. I wear it. I'm invested. I understand it. I believe it. But there is something more that we have to do. It's not just a simple magical item. The only way that this works, that the scapular works, is if we are following Christ and participating in the sacramental life of the church. There is no other way. There isn't a magic get out of hell free card with this. It doesn't exist. Without Mass, without confession, without knowing Jesus Christ, the scapular is worthless. It is not some magical item that opens up heaven for us. Very literally, only Christ can welcome us into heaven.